You're listening to the 2008 Better Software Conference and Expo Podcast, Episode 1, featuring Michael Ma. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering. Welcome to the 2008 Better Software Conference and Expo Podcast, a special series of StickyMinds.com podcasts featuring interviews with the experts who will be presenting keynotes at the 2008 Better Software Conference and Expo in Las Vegas in June. Michael Ma is Director of the Benchmarking Practice, an author with the Qutter Consortium, and managing partner of QSM Associates, specializing in software measurement and project estimation. In his 2008 Better Software Conference and Expo keynote, The Good, the Better, and the Rather Puzzling, The Agile Experience at Five Companies, Michael will discuss productivity findings at five companies and how they produced a range of results for time to market, productivity, and quality. Here's what he had to say about his upcoming presentation. What are some of the major questions people have about agile methodologies?
Well, right off the bat, I think people want to know, how can you tell if it's working? There's a great deal of anecdotal evidence about Agile and a lot of hyperbole. And I think what people want to find out is, are we better, faster, cheaper? Can we prove it? Can we demonstrate the case for Agile to our decision makers, who we often ask to support these initiatives and sometimes radical retooling of how we build software?
How would you say that Agile has changed the landscape of software development as you see it?
Well, we start with finding out how Agile projects actually measure. So in the keynote address, we're going to show five companies and what their numbers are on things like time to market, effort and cost, and defects and reliability. And what we find is that if you think of a waterfall project, and you want to compare Agile methods to a waterfall project, you want to say, how has Agile changed these dimensions of how our projects behave? And are we building better software, to use a term, as a result of this new way of doing things? And the way it changes the landscape is it deals with the fact that software, like any creative endeavor, is extremely communication intensive as design and knowledge work. And the attributes around Scrum or XP really seek to change the rules of the game in terms of how people exchange information in very tight, fast feedback loops to build systems and to be able to bring them to market faster. So in that way, it really deals fundamentally with an inherent core aspect of this kind of work, software development, is that it's communication and knowledge intensive, and the goal is to be able to transmit that knowledge among members of a team.
Those five companies you're going to be talking about, are they all completely successful with Agile, or do some Agile elements work better for some companies than others?
Well, what's interesting is that two stand out. So during the keynote, we're actually going to showcase what I call my poster children of these five, and they've been willing to be named, which is quite exciting. One is Follett Software in McHenry, Illinois, and the other is BMC Software in Austin, Texas. And what's different about the two poster children, one is co-located XP, and the other is distributed Scrum. So the exciting thing is we're going to see the success levels of these two different flavors of Agile. Now, compared to the other three, I can say that we're going to talk a lot about the specific success factors that these two were able to employ and what sets them apart from the other three. Interestingly, the other three were less evolved in their implementation of Agile. They were maybe into it for fewer than 2 years, whereas the two poster children, as I said, had a lot more maturity in their implementation of Agile. And there's a definite difference in the outcome of how their projects behave.
What will people who attend your presentation be able to take back to their Agile or even non-Agile organizations?
What they'll be able to take first and foremost is that they can get answers to questions about how waterfall projects behave and how Agile projects behave and what makes them different. Also, when you're talking about Agile projects that have not really hit the ground with the real execution of the Agile tenets of the philosophy around Scrum or XP, that, you know, sadly, some Agile projects behave like waterfall projects. And how can you tell if they are or are not? So we're going to talk about some numbers behind these five case studies and single out the two companies that have really broken out from the pack. They're going to be able to see that there's a way to make a case for whatever approach that people want to employ in their organization to their decision makers and to management, and to be able to put some very factual time to market, cost reduction, or defect and quality improvement numbers behind their arguments. So rather than having to make claims, we're going to be talking about things from a data-driven point of view. Well, another thing that they're going to be able to take away is some insight into a fascinating new dynamic that we believe may be revealing itself. In the old days of software development in some waterfall environments, companies that try to compress schedules by using an aggressive staffing approach paid a very high penalty with a rise in defects, in some cases a geometric rise in the number of bugs in the code. And it turns out that what we're going to talk about at this keynote speech is some insights into two of the companies of the five that seem to have been able to change the laws. In other words, they've been able to compress time dramatically, in some cases cutting schedules by almost in half, but without having a rise in defects and bugs in the code. And so we're going to learn more about how they did that.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Michael.
Thank you very much, Joey. I appreciated you taking the time. I'm glad we had a chance to talk.
Thanks for listening to the 2008 Better Software Conference and Expo podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. The 2008 Better Software Conference and Expo podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.